Welcome to Question Period. I'm Evan Solomon. Today on the program, trade war.
Let me be clear. These tariffs are totally unacceptable.
Canada hits back against U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum. How far will this go? How much damage will it do? Is there any way out of it? Canada's point person in the fight, Foreign Affairs Minister Chrystia Freeland, joins us today. And so does the former U.S. Ambassador Bruce Hayman, the former Conservative leader Rona Ambrose, and the former NDP leader Tom Mulcair to find out where this is all heading. And then, pipeline purchase.
To guarantee the summer construction season for the workers who are counting on it, and to ensure the project is built to completion in a timely fashion, the federal government has reached an agreement with Kinder Morgan to purchase the existing Trans Mountain Pipeline.
They bought it. The federal government has bought the Trans Mountain Pipeline, but can they actually build it and sell it for a profit? That's the $4.5 billion question. We will put it to the Finance Minister, Bill Morneau, who joins us today on what could be the most defining week of the Trudeau government era. Then, Green Party leader Elizabeth May joins the scrum on why she thinks this is a colossal pipeline mistake. Plus.
So I'm just going to admit this is a hard thing to do.
In a dramatic move, Premier Kathy Wynne concedes the race just days before Election Day. What does that mean for the battle for Ontario? Special guest pollster Nick Manos joins us with the latest on a crazy race. This is Question Period. Let's go get some answers.
The American administration has made a decision today that we deplore and obviously is going to lead to retaliatory measures, as it must.
Well, it is on. The one thing the Trudeau government has done everything to avoid since Donald Trump became president, a trade war. But after the U.S. slapped tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum under the guise that Canada is a national security threat, well, Canada hit back with $16.6 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. goods. Everything from steel and aluminum to lawnmowers and gherkins. Gherkins! That's serious. How far will this escalate? Does this doom any hope of signing the NAFTA agreement? To find out, we're now joined by the Foreign Affairs Minister, Chrystia Freeland. Great to have you here.
Great to be with you, Evan.
This could be the most consequential week, I think, for your government thus far. You've now retaliated against the United States. We're in a trade war, but our retaliation doesn't hit till July 1st. Are you hoping that somehow that you publish the list that in that meantime, maybe Donald Trump changes his mind and we can de-escalate this fight?
You know, Evan, our approach from day one in this relationship has been to hope for the best and to prepare for the worst, and that is exactly where we are. Of course, the right thing for the U.S. administration to do, and it's the right thing for the United States, it's the right thing for American workers and consumers, and it's the right thing for the world, would be to drop this illegal action. Having said that, Canada responded on Thursday. We will retaliate. We have published our list, and those tariffs will go into effect on July 1st, on Canada Day.
Okay, but now you have a consultation period. Does that mean you could drop some stuff from the list, or could you add things to the list?
Both. So the consultation period is a very real period, and I really want to say to all of your viewers, take a look at the list and let us know about it. This is the time when Canadian businesses, Canadian consumers can tell us, is there something on that list which causes some real difficulties? Let us know. And maybe there's something you think should be on the list which isn't there. So this is definitely, that consultation is real. We're going to take advantage of it to have the best possible retaliation list.
Okay. The problem with retaliation is it goes back and forth. Pride gets involved. Donald Trump's already tweeted about this. Plan A was get a deal. That's gone. Now we're in plan B. You got to retaliate. The question is, if Donald Trump now hits back at more Canadian industries, do you have a plan C, another list that we will always retaliate for one of their actions? There'll be an equal and opposite reaction from Canada.
This is not a situation that we desired, and we did, I think, everything humanly possible to avoid it. Having said that, it was essential for Canada to respond. Our response is perfectly reciprocal. It is dollar for dollar. And that is because that's the right thing to do. That's what WTO rules right. permit. But that is also to avoid further escalation. And having said all of that, we are ready for anything.
You're ready for anything. That's plan C. So you, I mean, you, it's a gunfight now. You've got a plan C. I just want to confirm. So Canadians know if they hit back, you've got a plan.
Let me frame it a little bit differently and just say Canadians should know our government is ready for any and every eventuality.
Okay, let's just talk about this because the July 1st deadline now essentially becomes the NAFTA deadline. A lot of people are saying NAFTA's dead. You've done a lot of hard work on it, but Trump has essentially spiked it. It's over now. You can't do a NAFTA deal with a trade war going on. And unless Donald Trump has one of these, I'm changing my mind like he did with North Korea, the meeting's off, the meeting's on, by July 1st, NAFTA's toast. What's your view?
Oh, I disagree with that completely. I don't in any way want to minimize the seriousness of what the United States did on Thursday. This is really unprecedented action, and an element that is so important to emphasize is the use of national security considerations to do this.
That is illegal. Prime Minister sounded insulted about that.
I think we should all be insulted. Canadians, European NATO allies, this is not, it is illegal, and it is not the way you treat your closest allies. Having said that, when it comes to NAFTA, the first thing for us to remember is NAFTA exists. NAFTA actually governs the largest trading space in the global economy. And every day, Canada and the United States do more than $2 billion worth of business. That happened last week. It will happen next week. So NAFTA is in place. Now, when it comes to the modernization negotiations, Canada is still at the table. We are always, I was going to say we're always ready to roll up our sleeves, but metaphorically, we are always ready to talk.
But
this is a serious
step. Can you modernize NAFTA, though, with these tariffs? In other words, is a pretext to getting a modernized NAFTA, stop these tariffs? You got to stop the tariffs or we can't have a modernized NAFTA.
As I said, we see these as two totally separate tracks, and that is a very important point to make because we just can't accept that you would use this national security pretext as part of a trade negotiation.
You see now, that, but under, Trump doesn't. You know that. Trump doesn't NAFTA, see them as separate.
Under NAFTA rules, this action is actually not allowed.
Right.
It's not allowed by the WTO, and it's not allowed under NAFTA. And on Friday, our government brought a case under NAFTA's Chapter 20 raising this issue, and I am very confident the ruling will be in Canada's favor.
Listen, I know you see it as separate. Trump has clearly made a connection. Trump believes he has a political win on his hands. He believes he can sustain a trade war more than we can, that our consumers will be hurt and our economy will be hurt more than his. And he just is going to drag that on. Do you have a plan to de-escalate this, to stop this trade war, and actually get back to a productive relationship with Donald Trump?
Canada has always wanted a good relationship with the United States. I think I can say that not only speaking for this government, but speaking throughout Canadian history. We understand that because of geography, because of historical ties, because of this extremely close economic relationship, that is the right thing to do. That is what Canadian governments have wanted. It's what this government wants. I think it's what all future Canadian governments will want. Having said that, it takes two to tango. And when a very mistaken action like the one that was taken on Thursday is taken, we have no option but to respond. That's the right thing to do. It's the strongest trade action Canada has taken since the Second World War, and I'm very glad that we did it.
Two last things. Will Canada join some kind of coordinated effort with the EU and China, Mexico, other countries that have also been hit by this U.S. protectionism and these tariffs, and somehow say, look, we are going to stand collectively for a free trade idea that has been in place for almost 70 years and that you're trying to attack? Have you been in contact with your counterparts to have some kind of collective action against the United States?
That is a great question because that is what we have already done. We were in very close contact throughout the past few weeks, but actually very intensively last week. On the Wednesday night before the Thursday, I talked to Cecilia Malmstrom at midnight. I was in touch with her again on Thursday morning. We are in very close touch with Mexico. Our WTO case, which was launched on Friday, has been launched in extremely close coordination with the EU. We will be acting there together. And our NAFTA case, which was also launched on Friday, is being launched in close coordination with Mexico. So you're quite right. This is a question of allies getting together to defend the rules-based international trading order.
And my last question. It's just trust. You're a negotiator. Your team has been working tirelessly on this. Even though Andrew Scheer called it a failure of the government, I'm not sure what the other option was. Ron Ambrose, who's on your advisory council, will join us in a minute. But is it just a trust issue? Because it seems like this caught everyone by surprise. Is it just that Donald Trump is a mercurial personality and you have all the negotiators, and for all you do, in the end, their negotiators have an audience of one. It's Donald Trump. And Canada can no longer trust the United States to do what they say they're going to do at the table.
Look, I will leave you and Canadian journalists and Canadian citizens to judge the steadiness or otherwise of this U.S. administration. I will say that Ambassador Lighthizer called me very early on Thursday morning to let me know it was very likely that this action would happen. And he and I did discuss it on Tuesday. As of Tuesday, my understanding was that no final decision had yet been taken. It's certainly the case with this administration, this U.S. administration, that decisions seem to be taken quite close to a final deadline.
All right, I got to leave it there. Thanks so much, Minister.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Evan.
All right, very big weekend coming up later in the program. We'll talk to the Finance Minister, Bill Morneau, with his take on the trade war and also the big pipeline purchase. But coming up next, what is next in the trade war of 2018. Former Ambassador Bruce Hayman, Ron Ambrose, and Tom Mulcair will all weigh in next on Question Period. Stay with us.
We have to believe that at some point, common sense will prevail. But we see no sign of that in this action today by the U.S. administration.
Retaliation. That is the Canadian response to UF tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum. $16.6 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. goods. And with that, the old bromance between Justin Trudeau and Donald Trump has turned into a trade war. But where does it go from here? What should Canada's next move be? To find out, I am now joined by the former U.S. ambassador to Canada, Bruce Hayman. He's in Chicago, former Conservative interim leader and the member of the Prime Minister's NAFTA Advisory Council, Ron Ambrose in Calgary, and the former leader of the NDP, Tom Mulcair, in Montreal. Great to have an illustrious panel like this on a massive news week. I got to start with you, Ambassador Hayman. Donald Trump has justified these tariffs as Canada being a security concern with steel and aluminum, a security threat. Is this just a pretext for more protectionist action to come against Canada?
Completely. This makes no sense whatsoever. But he has this legal loophole, and I think the Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister explained it well, that the U.S.-Canada relationship from a defense perspective, there's nobody better that the U.S. has as an ally. And so this in and of itself is a ruse. It's a pretext to allow them to squeeze the Canadians and the Mexicans a little bit more, either on NAFTA or just be just plain hostile. But it's not going down well. And by the way, this is not a partisan issue in the United States. This isn't a Republican-Democrat divide. This is actually a Republican